up first. We're very excited to have live theater returning to the area and joining us in studio to talk about it from Penobscot Theater Company, Amy Giroux, the box office manager, and actor Reggie Whitehead. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you here with us.
Thank you, Rich.
Good to see you again. Reggie, back at Penobscot Theater.
Yes.
For the second time,
yes.
Regulars will remember you from the Full Monty.
I hope not, but yes. Yes.
It was a wonderful show.
It was.
I know people who are still squinting today. a very different type of show
this time around.
You're doing Miracle on 34th Street, a live radio musical, and you're the narrator and many other roles, right?
Yes, a cast of thousands, yes, no. But it's fun, yes.
Well, and it's got to be so exciting. You get an audience tonight for the first time,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do. Yes.
How is that going to feel to have real people out there in the seats?
It'll be nice to have real people out in the seats and getting their reactions and then learning how to gauge what we say and what we do on stage.
That's wonderful.
I'm looking forward to that.
And Amy, there are some protocols in place to keep cast members and crew and audience members safe. What do people need to know if they're planning on getting tickets to come see the show?
So for any patrons that are coming to see the show, we are requiring that they provide at the door either a COVID vaccination card. Doesn't matter if you have your booster or not. We will accept the two shots or the one shot as it is. So either that COVID vaccination card or a negative test from within 48 hours of when you decide to come see the performance. Everyone will be asked to be masked for the whole show. And that is our COVID protocol for our patrons. The entire crew of the building has been vaccinated, the entire cast. We are all getting tested 3 times a week. We really want to keep it safe for our performers and for the patrons in the community.
That's terrific. And one of the things that allows the cast members to do, Reggie, is that, well, you get to do the show the way it ought to be done with no mask.
With a no mask, exactly, yes. It's sort of difficult to sing and dance and speak with, as you know, with a mask on, so... we're allowed that freedom.
That's wonderful.
Much grateful.
So it must have been a good experience for you first time around to come back here this time of year when it's a little bit cold.
I'm not very bright at times, so I... No, I was here spring, summer the last time, and I enjoyed Bangor, and so I was honored to come back.
And you're based in Florida.
Yes.
And a very busy guy. My goodness, I'm amazed the theater was able to get you here for this run.
Well... prior to coming up, I was up in New York because I also live in New York as well. And so doing a lot of background for television up there. So sort of my prep for the cold weather for Bangor. So.
That's good. Test it out in New York
before you come
to Bangor. That's the way it usually works.
Yes.
Amy, who else is in the cast? Who are some of the people that folks will get to see?
Oh, we have some of our community favorites, Ben Lehman, Heather Libby, Grace Livingston Kramer and Ira Kramer. Brenna Converse is a lovely new young actor from Bucksport. She is playing Susan Walker, the little girl who is trying to believe in Santa Claus. Jasmine Gorslin is back. She played Beauty and Beauty and the Beast a handful of years ago. Reggie, who am I missing? I don't want to miss anybody else.
Very good.
Okay, we have a great onstage band.
Yes.
Dominic Varney has done the choreography. Jen Shepherd is amazing direction. Mm-hmm. It's going to just be something for everybody. And Sophia Stedman as our wonderful Foley artist. She's doing all the sound effects live on stage.
We're all familiar with the movie, but you're doing this as if it were a radio play. Is it set in any specific time period?
Yes.
Yeah.
1947.
Oh, and wonderful. Wonderful.
And so I was going to get back to the Foley artist because she fascinates me. She's a young high school student. And quite talented, and she's busy the entire show, ringing bells, washboards, just everything, creating sound, and so.
That's wonderful. Well, I like radio. I'm a fan of that. I love doing the radio shows as well. So we're excited about that. You've also got another holiday offering or two coming up at the theater.
We do. We are also doing, in conjunction with Miracle on 34th Street, Who's Holiday, which is being performed at 51 Main Street, our Black Box Theater. It is a one-woman show starring another community favorite, A.J. Mooney. It is the story of little Cindy Lou Who from The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, all grown up. It is an adults-only play. It's a little naughty. It's a little raunchy. But we are very nearly sold out. So if you're really interested in seeing Who's Holiday, please call the box office. We would be happy to get you some tickets if we can manage it. It's a high-demand show.
All right, 942. 942- 562-3333, PenobscotTheater.org, or just stop in at the box office. Amy's right there. Wear a mask when you go in. Do the right thing, for crying out loud. So, Reggie, you get to obviously either narrate, you get to sing as well and dance?
No big singing numbers for me in the show, but ensemble things, little dancing, so yes.
Excellent.
A little different from the full Monty, but I'm having a wonderful time.
Well, it's so wonderful to have you back here, bringing your talents to Bangor.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Hope you have a great run.
Thank you very much.
And Amy, thank you as always. And again, the protocol is pretty simple and straightforward. Vaccination card, proof of a negative test. Either one will get you in the door. And call in advance if you have any questions about it. I think would be the best way to go. For the theater, too, I have to say, and I think we've talked about this before, I thought last year was absolutely remarkable, putting together the season that Penobscot Theater did, a virtual season in dealing with COVID. Mm-hmm. But how excited are the crew and everybody there to be able to kick off a brand new season with an audience?
It's been almost 2 years since we had a live audience in that theater. And I think it's almost a state of shock that we will have people, but everyone is so thrilled and excited to bring the new improvements we've brought to the Opera House. The restrooms are completely redone. The dressing rooms are completely redone. We have all these improvements we just want to share with the community. And the people who have been coming in and purchasing tickets are just so beyond thrilled at the opportunity to see live theater again. I was saying to a patron the other night, I'm probably going to cry every single night between the show and the patrons. It will happen.
Well, we can't wait. Looking forward to seeing it ourselves. Thank you so much, as always. Now, we know what the show is about. What about it, Amy? Do you believe in Santa Claus?
I do believe in Santa Claus. I do.
Reggie?
I do believe in Santa Claus. Yeah.
Reggie Whitehead, Amy Giroux, Penobscot Theater Company. Check it out. Preview tonight, right?
Preview tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Pay what you wish tonight?
Yes. Open dress rehearsal tonight, yes.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that'll be a good time. Never know what you're going to get for those open dress rehearsal
Very true.
A woman meowing once.
Oh.
One of those shows. Hope you don't get that
Was
tonight.
It Full Monty?
It was not. No. check it out again, PenobscotTheater.org. Give them a call at 942-3333.